Let's just say a prayer as we start. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Please help us to understand and learn more from it and more about you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Lots of planning goes into Christmas, doesn't it, mums and dads? Lots and lots of planning. There's food to plan, presents to plan, visits and visitors to plan. There is a huge amount of planning that goes on. And I expect that some of your parents are perhaps beginning to panic a little bit about some of the things that they haven't done yet. But even as children, we have lots of planning, don't we? I expect at school, some of you planned very hard for Christmas concerts and Christmas plays. Was anybody in a Christmas play or a nativity play? Yeah, would you like to come up and tell everybody what you did in your play? Anybody willing to come up and tell us what you did? And if any other children want to come sit at the front, now would be a good time. Otherwise I should be very lonely. Anybody willing to come and tell us what you did in your play? Thank you, Christian. Were you in a play at school?
Yes.
What did you do in your play?
Oh, I can't remember that.
Were you in a play?
A chicken.
You were a chicken. Right. Okay. Millie, were you in a play? What were you in your play?
I was an angel.
An angel. Fantastic. If anybody else wants to come and sit up here for the talk, then that would be great. Do you want to stay there, Millie? So we've had chickens and we've had angels, and I'm sure there were lots of other things. Have you remembered?
I was a sheep.
You were a sheep. Chickens, angels and sheep. Any more?
Narrator.
A narrator. Fantastic. Oh, here they come. What were you, Andrew?
A king.
A king. Brilliant.
I was a shepherd.
A shepherd?
Mary.
Mary.
A star.
A star. Fantastic. So we've got a real cast of thousands, haven't we? But was anybody God? Were any of you God in your plays? But Christmas is all about God. God is the main character at Christmas. And none of you are God in your plays. Let's remember what our reading said earlier.
All of this took place to bring about what the Lord had said would happen.
See, the Lord said would happen. God had a plan. God had done a huge amount of planning for that first Christmas. And everything, all of it, happened because God had planned. So we should have a plan. Fantastic. And this morning, we're going to look a little bit more at God's plans for that first Christmas. And the first thing that we see that God planned was the baby's birth. For most of us, our mummies and daddies planned our birth, didn't they? One day they thought, it'd be really, really nice to have a tiny little baby. And then 9 months later, which is a really, really long time, we were born after our mum was pregnant. But that isn't how Jesus was born. Let's look again at our reading.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary and Joseph had promised to get married. But before they started to live together, it became clear that she was going to have a baby. She became pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph was a godly man. He did not want to put her to shame in public, so he planned to divorce her quietly.
So Mary and Joseph were only engaged. They weren't married. They weren't living together yet. But Mary was already going to have a baby. She was pregnant. And we know from what Luke wrote in the Bible that an angel had appeared to Mary to tell her that she was going to have a baby. But Joseph was really shocked. He was worried, he was upset, because he knew he wasn't the father of this baby. And so Joseph planned to break off the engagement. Joseph planned to divorce Mary quietly. But that was not what God had planned. Our reading continued.
But as Joseph was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. The baby inside her is from the Holy Spirit.
That's right. So the angel tells Joseph not to be afraid to marry Mary. It's all part of God's plan. The baby isn't from another man, but from God himself. Jesus is unique. Jesus was an extraordinary baby. And God planned the baby's birth. And Joseph could trust God's plan. Well, the next thing that we see is God planned the baby's name. Now, does anybody here have a favourite cuddly toy? Brilliant. But do you have a favourite cuddly toy or a teddy? Does it have a name? What's it called?
Barney.
Barney. Why is it called Barney? That's what you chose to call him. What's yours called?
Teddy.
Teddy. Does it have another name? No, just Teddy. Oh. Do you have one?
Teddy.
Teddy. Okay. Anybody with another one with a name?
Eddie.
Eddie. Why is it called Eddie? Because you chose it, you liked it? Or was it already called Eddie when you got it?
Don't know why I called it
you don't know why you called it that. Well, we often choose names for things that we love. And that's what our parents did for us, isn't it? They chose what we're called. They gave us a name that they liked. We might not like our names, but our parents do. Okay? But Mary and Joseph, they didn't do that. They didn't get to choose what their baby was called. God had already decided. God had already planned the baby's name. The reading said,
"She is going to have a son. You must give him the name Jesus. This is because he will save his people from their sins."
So Joseph was told that Mary's baby was going to be a boy, and he was commanded that you must give him the name Jesus. In those days, it would have been really, really odd for Joseph to call the baby Jesus, because people always called the first son the same name as the father. So Joseph should really have called the baby Joseph. So it would have seemed really, really strange for the baby to be called Jesus. But that's what Joseph was commanded to do. But Jesus had another name too.
All of this took place to bring about what the Lord had said would happen. He said that through the prophet, "The virgin is going to have a baby. She will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel." The name Emmanuel means God with us.
So Jesus was also given the name Emmanuel. And the prophet wrote those words about 700 years before Jesus was born. God had been planning this baby for a very, very long time. So God planned the baby's birth. And God planned the baby's names, Jesus and Emmanuel. But God also planned the baby's future. Now, do any of you here know what you'd like to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up, Zach? You've forgotten.
A paleontologist.
A paleontologist in our midst. Wow.
Mummy.
You would like to be a mummy. That's a really good idea. Anybody else know what they want to be when they grow up? A computer game maker. Is that because you enjoy playing computer games? Yeah.
I want to be Luke Skywalker.
We all have our dreams, don't we? And I think probably when you were very, very tiny, your parents had dreams as well. I expect they spent a lot of time wondering what you might be like when you grew up, wondering what you might do, because of course you were their perfect baby. Bizarrely carrying a watering can, but the perfect baby. And maybe they hoped you'd grow up to be a beautiful ballerina. Or possibly if you were a boy, you were going to be a really good football player, probably playing for Chelsea. Maybe you'd be brilliant on the guitar and you'd be a rock star. But whatever you did when you grew up, you'd have loads of money. And of course, you'd get married and live happily ever after. And that's often what parents hope for their children, what they dream of. But it doesn't often happen. But Joseph and Mary didn't need to spend hours planning and wondering what Jesus would do. God had already planned Jesus' future. We know what Jesus' names were, Jesus and Emmanuel, but can any of you remember what those names meant? You remember? Do you know? The readings told us. Yes. Emmanuel means God with us. Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Anybody remember what Jesus meant? No? Ruth, can you read it again, please?
You must give him the name Jesus. That is because he will save his people from their sins.
So Jesus means that God saves us. And Emmanuel absolutely means God with us. So Jesus' names tell us who he is and what he came to do. He's going to save his people from their sins, and he's going to be God with us. Now, have any of you here ever seen God? No, I haven't either. But do you know, if we'd lived 2,000 years ago, not in Maidenhead, but in Israel, then we could have seen God. The disciples saw God. Lots of people saw God. Some of them had meals with God. They talked to God. They went for walks with God. Because Jesus was God. He was God with us when he was born, and he's God with us now by his Holy Spirit. Can any of you tell me how Jesus saves us? Yeah. And how does he take away our sins? Because he died on the cross. Thank you. That's right. Jesus saves us by dying on the cross. Jesus took the punishment that we deserve for all the bad things we do that separate us from God. We couldn't save ourselves, no matter how hard we try. But Jesus could, because he's God with us, he can save us. So by being born on earth, Jesus is God with us. And by dying on the cross, Jesus is God who saves us. And God planned all of that before the baby was even born. Amazing. But the really, really amazing thing is that we're part of God's plan as well. God planned to have a family. God had always wanted to have a family of people just like us. Now, I've got a question for everybody. If you've got a brother or a sister, or more than one, could you please stand up? Okay, if you've only got one brother or sister, can you sit down? I want to see who's got the biggest family here. Okay, if you've got two brothers or sisters, sit down. Oh, three brothers or sisters.
I've got three brothers.
Okay, sit down then. Four brothers or sisters. Oh, okay. Jack, how many brothers and sisters have you got?
Six.
Six, you're one of seven. Catherine?
Six.
Six, another one of seven. Alan?
Five,
so you're one of six. So some big families, thank you. Do sit down. So we've got some big families here in St Mary's. But God wanted an even bigger family. He didn't want just seven children. He wanted hundreds and thousands and millions of children in his family. And we can be in God's family if we believe that Jesus is God with us. And we believe that Jesus is God who saves us. Now, what have you got on the top of your Christmas tree at home? An angel. What have you got?
A star.
A star. Yes, what have you got? You got an angel as well?
Star.
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 Star. Yes, most of us, I think, have angels or stars, don't we? on our Christmas trees. But on this one today, we're going to have a cross at the top of our tree to remind us that if we remember that Jesus died on the cross for us, then we can be part of God's family. We are part of what God planned, and that is so exciting. So we can see that God planned everything for that first Christmas. God planned the baby's birth. He planned the baby's names, Jesus and Emmanuel. He planned the baby's future. And we know that all those plans for Jesus worked out. We know that God's plans happened. We know that God's plans can be trusted. And the Bible is full of God's promises and his plans for us as his family. We know that we can trust God if we believe that Jesus is God who saves us and God who is with us. So this Christmas, are we someone who relies on our own plans for our own future? Are we someone who needs to find out more about God's plans and his promises for people? Or are we someone who's already enjoying being part of God's family, willing to trust him and willing to take part in his plans for our future? Let's just pray. Dear God, we thank you for sending Jesus to save us so that we can be part of your family. Please help us to trust you and your plans for our future. Amen.